and then everyone went quiet and lined up and stood to attention, and salutes were exchanged, and medals were variously pinned or draped on, and then there was more milling around and small talk and shaking of hands. Reacher edged toward the door, keen to get out, but the three-star caught him before he made it. The guy shook his hand and kept hold of his elbow and said, "I hear you're getting new orders." Reacher said, "No one told me. Not yet." "Where did you hear that?" "My top sergeant. They all talk to each other. U.S. Army NCOs have the world's most efficient grapevine. It always amazes me." "Where did they say I'm going?" "They don't know for sure, but not far. Within driving distance, anyway. Apparently, the motor pool got a requisition." "When am I supposed to find out?" "Sometime today." "Thank you," Reacher said. "Good to know." The three-star let go of his elbow, and Reacher edged onward to the door and through it and out to a corridor where a sergeant first class skidded to a halt and saluted. He was out of breath, like he had run a long way, from a distant part of the installation, maybe, where the real work was done. The guy said, "Sir, with General